Hi, this is Edkiller, your curious black cat. For my first audio bit, I'm asking myself the question, what is it with commercials these days? And here's what I came up with. Isn't it enough that I have to sit through a 90-minute movie just to see barely 120 minutes of commercials? No, apparently it isn't. I've seen gas pumps with integrated video ad feeds. Lucky us, that trend hasn't hit Austria. Yet. But you would think that a pristine place to show your ads with no chance of the audience escaping would be worth a ton of money. The advertising company should actually pay for the gas, the movie, and the snacks. Your next 500 miles, the movie of the week, and soggy popcorn brought to you by... But no, we pay to watch their advertisement. Let's take some time to analyze the enemy. First, commercials can come in several categories. There's the funny ones. I hate those. People always start to stare at me whenever I burst into laughter after looking at products in the personal hygiene section. Then we have those that use animal associations. These are tricky, because they make you want to buy insurance every time you see a lizard stuck to the ceiling. Can you say Pavlov? We also have repetitive ads. Like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. Buy it! No! Buy it! No! Buy it! No! Buy it! No! Buy it! Some of them even are informative. True to the point. Mostly that is that they have no point. Or does anybody out there actually believe those infomercials? Like, let's sandblast the hood of that Porsche and polish it again with our product. Yeah, I'll bet they didn't use their boss's Porsche for that stunt. And let's not forget the confusing commercials. Honestly, with some commercials, an aspiring filmmaker got his pet project paid for. White horses running into the sunset at the beach in beautiful slow motion. Magnificent. Cinematography at its best. But what was it all about? Equine retirement homes in Florida? And all these categories can have different incarnations. We still have mailings. Kind of outdated, and probably with us ever since the first carrier pigeon suffered a fatal hernia trying to deliver printed ads. But paper mills and printing companies still say we need them, so it must be true. One of my favorite forms is product placement. Yes, we've all seen it. A super secret agent is free climbing, and while hanging upside down under an overhang, he uses his brand X cell phone in one hand, adjusts his other brand sunglasses with the other, and lights a cigarette with the other hand. No wait, the cigarette was cut, but not because of the extra appendage, but because nobody smokes anymore. Unsolicited email and phone marketing. I don't know what irks me more, the people who scoop so low as to do that kind of advertising, or the number of bozos that actually react to it so that it still seems to pay off, and everybody is still called by phone companies selling you service, and receives emails selling you almost everything imaginable under the sun. Even spam services. Wait, did I say almost everything? Another high-tech but low-life invention are pop-up and banner ads. It seems that today a website can't be hip or cool anymore without being covered not only in, but more often even by advertisements. Up to the point where you have to go and hunt down that tiny bit of content meandering between various buy me now or I'll cut myself images. Let's face it. Commercials are everywhere. And commercials will be everywhere. Soon we'll be having commercials on the windshields of our cars. As we drive. Context sensitive even. The impending crash is brought to you by Big L's Tow Truck Service. Warning, commercials might be closer than they appear. This skit has been brought to you by...